Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is this Hugh soaking up the sun and telling us it's hot?
Yep.
When he says ridiculous things?
It's hot.
It is hot outside. We're not outside, though. We are at McGurk's in Langhorne. Come on by one of their newest locations. My first time here. Hugh's first time here. We appreciate being here. The food is great. They have a new summer menu.
Always.
Come on out for lunch. Stop by and say hi. McGurk's in Langhorne. All right, a lot to discuss. 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squealer grinding? Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Topper, the Phils, Rojas last night, a frustrating loss, and I can't believe Topper let Rojas hit in the ninth inning. Hugh blaming it on Rojas for not developing and being a better hitter. And, of course, the draft tonight. What do you want the Sixers to do? And should they be thinking about next year? Hugh and I are aligned on this. No, it's not about next year. It's about the long-term future. We're going to get to a list here. Jeff Passan put a big primer out of trade deadline candidates, guys that could get moved by the July 31st trade deadline. We'll tell you the names, some of the biggest ones connected to the Phillies. That's coming up right now. Will in the Northeast is up talking. Phils, hey, Will.
Good, man. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Listen, man. Like I've been telling you, like, I think, like Topper, he got to know his players. He got to pay more attention, man. Because, like, some type of games, you got to understand, like, you know, is this the best player for this in this type of situation? You know what I mean?
Well, and that's not Rojas last night, Will. That's not him. I don't think anyone watched it thought he was getting hit in that spot. And the only guy was Topper, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know it's like, it's good to, like, try and believe in your team or whatever and believe in your players. But I just think, you know, he got to be a little bit more focused, you know what I mean, and like, engage more with the team. And even with Rojas, right, like, they should be trying to develop this guy, right? I don't think they, like, really, you know, develop him in the way he need to be developed because he's a big weapon. He's a fast runner, you know. Like, work on his hitting and his choice of hits and everything, man. Like, I don't think they, like, really putting, like, the time in with some of these players and these weapons that we have to make us a better team. And I'm gonna say this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the Sixers, right? I'm jumping real quick. But the Sixers, like, this guy, this owner, he got to understand, man. If you want to win, you got to bring the right personnel in to win, right? You trying to develop a young player and all that. We don't have the teammates to do that. You know what I'm saying? This is not the type of team that's going to, you know, be able to build this type of young player up to be as good as they need him to be. We need somebody that's seasoned, that's ready to come in and help the Sixers to win. But it's like with the owners and the managers, like I say, man, know your team, know your players, man. Like, even with the I'm going back to the Phillies. Mm. Like, Rob, you got to be more disciplined, man. You got to focus more, man. Because, listen, this is the season right here, man. You know, with Harper, you know, he got this injury. If it's an injury or not, you know, I'm still kind of suspect about that. I'm like, that's up in the air with me. You know what I'm saying? But I think, you know, sometimes as a player, you got to get out of your own way, man. Listen, all these guys that want these contracts, y'all got to win it, man.
Yeah.
Like, this owner has gave all the money. He's already, you know, he's already.
Kyle, cut him off.
As far as the, you know, paying the players. But, like, you got to give us something this season, man. This is the season to do it.
For the Sixers or the Phillies? Where are we?
Huh?
For the Sixers or the Phillies?
I'm talking about the Phillies right
now. No one even knows.
I'm sorry. I'm all over the place.
But you bounced. We're all over the place. Well, good phone call. But he started with the Phillies, went to the Sixers. Then he said, this is the season. And
like, what are you talking about?
He couldn't have been saying this is the season for the Sixers.
I think he was talking about the Phillies.
He came back to the Phillies?
Yeah, I think he
did. I think he joins you as the only people that think Rojas could be good. I mean, there's not many people on this planet left that think Johan Rojas can hit.
Well, I think he can. I think he needs.
Oh, geez.
There's a disconnect, and it's been a while, man. He hasn't progressed.
He can't hit.
He's regressed.
He has regressed. He's gotten worse every year of his major league career. One of the biggest lies ever told on this radio station was you trying to convince everyone Rojas isn't that bad of a hitter.
He wasn't that bad of a hitter.
Oh my God,
he's not. He's not.
He can't.
You know what Rojas is dealing with now? The game finding him.
Well, he's on the team.
He's finding him. But what about? See, I could have easily deflected this morning, but I did.
Are we doing the what aboutism? What about this guy? What about that guy?
I don't have to go there because you know it's the truth. It's the truth. It's just that unfortunately for him, he wasn't prepared for the moment that will eventually find him.
He's a major leaguer.
Yes, and he needs.
Years.
And you know what I would say to him after that? I would go to sit down with him and say, "Hey, man, if I'm Topper, that was a tough at bat. I get it, but I thought with what you've been through in the past, that you would have been better prepared for the moment.
Yeah,
and I was wrong.
Instead, we get a big old. Can we hear it from Topper last night? A big old. Verbal shrug of the shoulders last night from Rob Thompson after Rojas goes down against Hader.
Rojas gets up 2-0 on the count against Hader there. Would you like to see him take a pitch? You know, especially since I'm out of the zone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it was a strike, so you might as well waffle at him. You're not going to get too many good pitches to hit.
And I know what's left on left, but lefties have actually got Hader a little bit this year. Like, do you consider it all shooting a lefty there?
No.
You heard him.
It's not a good moment for Rob Thompson, that press conference. I know you said earlier, Hugh, what do you want him to say? And I understand if he says something totally different, it looks bad to Rojas, right? Like, I need him to have a little bit more energy than the verbal shrug of the shoulders. Because that was like a whatever.
I mean, that was a tough one.
It was basically like, whatever. I mean, what are you going to do? And then he may have been prepared and known all the numbers that Hader. I'm sure he is given the numbers, right? I'm sure he knows that lefties have hit Hader more this year. Kyle, it sure sounded to me like he wasn't that aware of it. Like, he just, because if you're aware of it, I think at least you think about going to Marsh or Stott or Kepler. I don't know. I mean, if we did a polygraph on Rob, I'm not sure if. Did Rob know that?
He was a little bit too dismissive of it, for my liking.
He could have said, we know the numbers. I wanted to give Johan the opportunity. I mean, that would have been.
I wanted to trust Rojas in that spot, or like, I trust my guy, or backed him up a little bit.
I'm not sure he knew the numbers. Not sure. That one was a weird one. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Trey in Deptford is up. What's up, Trey?
Trey.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What's up, Trey? Man? Trey, can you turn down your radio?
Yes, it's kind of loud.
You good now?
Yes.
Yeah. The best. All right. I had a call from Joe with the, first off, Ace Bailey. He threw the first pitch for the Mets, right?
Yes.
He went to Rutgers. Where's Rutgers closest to?
Yeah, it's close. It's in North Jersey. I know where it is. New Brunswick.
All right. So he didn't play for Villanova, so that's why he probably threw the ball for them.
No, but it's the symbol. Hold on, Trey. It's symbolic. I mean, you know that. It's the day before the draft.
Doesn't matter, man.
Somebody sure it does.
No, it don't. And another thing,
he could have said, "I'll do it later this summer." He didn't have to do it last night. Well, the Mets are going to say, "Oh no, you'll never get a chance again." No, they'll just do it another day.
Okay, and at the same time, man, he didn't work out for no team. Nobody.
Yeah, but he also didn't say he was going to show up. I mean, the Sixers booked the guy a flight and a hotel, and then the last minute he's like, yeah, I'm not coming. I mean, come on.
Yeah, because he probably decided I ain't working out for nobody. So why? What do I got to go there for?
So you want him? Do you want Ace Bailey?
No, do you want him? You want Eskom? You want another 6'4" guard, so we're going to take the third pick in the draft? Or what, he's going to sit on the bench behind
he's
going to
play. He's going to play.
So who's going on the bench? Maxey? McCain? Who's going to play? You're going to make the third pick of the draft, and he ain't even going to start.
So hold on. So we have the McCain's coming off a knee injury. He's going to play 40 minutes a night in his second year in the NBA. I can create the minutes. Also, Trey, I'm not worried about the fit or next year. I want to get him in here, and then a year from now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'll trade away who I got to trade away if they don't fit together.
And a year from now, you can hope he can shoot because he can't shoot. It's just like saying in a year from now, you hope Rojas can hit.
Hold on a second. Sense, no, Trey, that's not fair. This kid is probably going to be a top
shoot.
Five. First of all, he can shoot a little bit. To say he can't shoot at all is ridiculous. He didn't shoot 15% from three in college. It wasn't that bad. You're telling me 18-year-olds don't get better at shooting? I mean, come on.
Man, the boy from Duke, right? The white boy. Knipple,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, I like
shoot.
Him too. You want him?
Right? I'm just saying. I don't want another guard. I'm not going to spend the third pick in the draft and have three guards that are all young. It makes no sense. It's like
it makes no sense if you. But I'm not worried about the fit right now. I just got to get the best
the fit right that, now.
But well, that's what you keep saying.
If you're building pieces, there's your two guards, right? Maxey and McCain. You're building for the future. So why am I going to take another guard? It don't make no sense.
Because what if in a year McCain surpasses Maxey and he's better? And then I could trade Maxey away. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
So, you're going to make
they're all what ifs. Trey, they're 18. Like, they're all what ifs.
Man, this is why I do what I do when you do a sports. You sound just about as goofy as I don't know, man. Like, what's your take sometimes, man? And I hate to come at you like this, man. But it's like you, like, 2 years ago, talk about Trey Turner should be in the minors.
I never said that.
Yes,
no, I didn't.
Yes, you did,
no, Trey, No. I did
you
not say he's in the minor leagues.
You said he should go to AAA, but they're not allowed because he's a tenured player.
I don't remember it well. Because, Trey, that actually is an interesting one. I could have done that for a show if you had given me the idea 2 years ago. We didn't do that. What I said was I would have taken the contract and ripped it up if I could. That's what I would have said.
Right, and you would have been the same one. Let's pick another 6'4" guard that can't shoot.
I'm
and put him on the bench,
the
and I'd be complaining next year.
Not putting him on the bench. I'm not. I just told you I don't care about next season. Didn't you
so
hear
you
me?
You're going to put him in for Mr. Payne's fingernails?
Mr.
Payton.
So
Payton.
Now you sound goofy, Trey. Now you sound like the goofy.
We've offended like everybody.
Well, you sound goofy.
No, I'm telling you, it ain't me. I mean, it is what it is. The
well, call him by like don't do that. Just call him by his name. His name's Jerry McCain. He's a good player. Like you sound goofy.
No, I sound goofy.
You do. You're saying things that never were said. Now you're talking about the paint. Who cares? He paints his nails.
What you say. Nah, man, you do this all the time. I think you just come on sometimes and say, let me say the dumbest thing possible. You know what I mean?
He does do that.
Yeah, actually, that you
that
your insight
like,
to our meeting.
Goofy, bro.
Trey,
the whole style is goofy as hell.
Fellas, you're both goofy.
Well, that's probably fair. Probably fair. Trey, You're goofy. You're goofy. Total goof.
I was still stuck on what he said.
No, I mean, the one thing that I mean, he called me goofy all he wants. The one thing that I don't care about, like, there's only five positions on the court.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't care about the fit. You'll figure that out later. You know, back in the day, I didn't get to say this to him because I got annoyed. You know, the Warriors had a guard, Monta Ellis, who was a good player, averaged 25 points a game. You know what they did? They took Steph Curry and they took Klay Thompson in the next two drafts.
The Splash Brothers.
And then guess what happened to Monta Ellis? No one remembers because they got rid of him and they won. They became a dynasty. I'm not telling you, like, I don't want Maxey here, but if they took Edgecombe or Knipple or Trey Johnson, whatever, they're all could play the two in the NBA. Knipple's a little taller, maybe ends up as a wing, but whatever. If they take a guard tonight in the top five, and in a year from now, McCain keeps progressing and the kid they take tonight becomes a star and doesn't fit, Tyrese Maxey could pack his bags. That's bad. This is sports.
Yeah, because the consensus, some people feel like, you know, Maxey might not be the star that you want him to be.
Yes.
So I mean, I get where you're coming from.
And I like Maxey, but maybe you could also trade him down the line for something that does. Again, Hugh, fit matters at some point if you're ready to win.
Yeah.
I think the difference between Trey and I don't think they're ready to win. So I'm just not concerned about that.
I don't either. Because we're hoping. I think that a lot of people still hope that Joel Embiid is going to be healthy. I don't know, man. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Yeah. You know, also back in the day, the Blazers passed on Michael Jordan because of fit. Like, you realize how stupid fit is in the NBA draft? You get the best player. The Blazers thought, we need a big man. We don't need another guard. We have Clyde Drexler. And they didn't take Michael Jordan. Like, and again, I'm not trying to say Vijay Edgecombe is Michael Jordan. But the point is, if you're drafting for fit because you have two guards, you don't know what you're doing. Like, that's not how NBA teams are built. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
So, before I get to the Phillies, on the Sixers really quick, this old Ace Bailey. And first of all, I don't think he's getting bad advice because I think we're missing the signals that this guy is just like Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons didn't care about the outcome of his basketball career. All he cared about was getting that max contract. So, and I can't blame the kid if his number one priority is to use his basketball skills to generate generational wealth for himself and his family as quickly as he can. And if he doesn't care if he ever wins, we all go to work every day. No, I'm not in the Peace Corps, neither are you. So we all go to work every day looking for the most amount of money we can get. But we have to kind of look at what's in front of us and understand the similarity here. Ben Simmons was a product before he was even an NBA player. I mean,
yep.
He had a documentary about himself when he was still in high school. So the signs are all right there. Ace Bailey's getting the advice to do what I think Ace Bailey wants to achieve, which is getting to that generational wealth contract as quickly as he can.
And you know what, Ken? If that's what he wants to do, I don't fault. Again, you framed it well. I don't fault him for it. If he wants to be a wizard and go score 26 points a game on a bad team, knock yourself out. Go do it.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is that, you know, I didn't get married till I was 50 years old, so I had a lot of really bad relationships in my life. I was in one that was in so particularly bad, and my father really never stuck his nose in. But at one point, he saw something so bad, he was just like, you have to be hit in the face with a shovel. Mm. And I feel like that's what I need to say to every Sixers fan. You need to be hit in the face with a shovel before you accept the fact that this team, this franchise, is a dumpster fire. It is utterly broken. There is no way this team is going to win a title, contend for a title, or be even close to a title anywhere in the foreseeable future. So the guy you draft tonight is not going to make a difference one way or the other next year on a team that's probably going to win 30 games. And Joel Embiid and Paul George combined will probably play 117 minutes together on the court at the same time.
Yeah, so, and I think some people just can't accept it, or they don't want it because the East is open. And Ken, we appreciate the phone call.
That sounds like Kyle.
It was a shot at Kyle. I mean, it was. Yeah. So they usually go
him
back.
Him and Ken got something going on.
Yeah, especially with the Sixers stuff. All right, Hugh, we promised everyone a little roundup here with the rumors for the Phillies, okay? So yesterday, Jeff Passan of ESPN and Kylie McDaniel, they put out a list of the most likely players to get traded at the trade deadline, right? And they put a percentage next to each one, like, you know, the most likely 60%, 70%, then all the way down to, like, you know, 5%, possible trade candidates.
Gotcha.
And then for each player, they listed teams that could be interested, like where they might fit if they do get traded. And they had a long list that were associated with the Phillies. I'm going to roll through the names, but there's a theme here. There are only two kinds of players on this list. They are outfielders and they are relief pitchers, mm-hmm. which is what we've been talking about a lot for a while now. So here are the names connected to the Phillies. Jeff Pass in ESPN yesterday. Jaron Duran, outfielder, Red Sox. Johan Duran, relief pitcher, Twins. Emmanuel Clase, relief pitcher, Cleveland. Felix Bautista, relief pitcher, Baltimore. Cedric Mullins, outfielder, Baltimore. Pete Fairbanks, relief pitcher, Tampa. Aroldis Chapman, relief pitcher, Red Sox. Luis Robert Jr., outfielder, White Sox. Taylor Ward, outfielder, Angels. Ryan Helsley, closer for the Cardinals. Adolis Garcia, outfielder for the Rangers. Here, what is clear is outfielder.
And relief pitching.
Yes, and most of those outfielders are right-handed bats. Or, yeah, Ward, Robert, Garcia, a couple left-hand. What strikes me on this list is I'm not surprised the names. I'm not surprised the positions. Some of them, though, are big swings. Like Jaron Duran, that would cost a lot. He was an MVP candidate last year in the American League in the outfield mm-hmm. on the Red Sox, not having quite as great of a year. But these aren't, I would say the first half of that list, so the first, yeah, I would say first half or so of that list, they're not cheap.
No, they're not willy-nilly guys. That's what I was thinking
about.
They
would cost a lot of prospects.
When you talk about some of those names that you've mentioned, that means you're pushing all in.
Yes, that's what
sounds like to me.
The Durans, the Classes, yeah. Those are pushing your chips to the middle. Those yeah. are we're spending real prospects to get those guys.
Real bread.
Yeah,
we're trying to make a run, and you know, we're trying to make it happen this year.
Yeah, of all the names, Jaron Duran of the Red Sox is the one that strikes me as the most intriguing. He was an MVP candidate last year. He's got years of control left. He could ignite this offense if you put him in left field or center field. So we'll see. We'll see how big the Phillies want to go. But those are the first batch of names really connected there with the Phillies, according to ESPN. All right, 215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Langhorne. Come on by. Have some lunch. Hang out with us. All right, 1 o'clock hour. We got to share. I think I'm going to redo my official big board, Hugh, for the Sixers. VJ Edgecombe has been at the top. I just got yelled at by Trey saying I'm goofy.
We need VJ.
Yeah, I still like VJ, but there's another name I was thinking about that might be better for our show.
So Trey.
It's purely selfish reasons why I might redo my big board for the Sixers. Your calls on the Phillies last night. Do you blame Rojas or Topper or Dombrowski for the end? And should the Sixers be thinking about next season? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.